Scripture reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 1 through 15. This will be found on page 723 if you're using the Pew Bible. This is the first part of a lengthier section concerning judgment on Judah and Jerusalem. What does it look like when judgment begins to fall on a people? It looks a lot like what we find in Isaiah chapter 3. Society and all of its structures are crumbling. Leadership is deteriorating at a breakneck pace. Sin becomes celebrated openly more and more. Crushing oppression of the weak and the helpless. This is all part of God's judgment and leads to more of his judgment. Yet in the midst of this description of judgment, we have one of the great messages of hope in the Bible in verse 10. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them. In the midst of doom, God has a message for his people, those who know him. And praise the Lord, there is much encouragement for God's people to trust him. And there is great encouragement for the wicked, those who do not know him, to turn to him, to repent, to return to the Lord. Because where is Isaiah headed? He's headed at the end of this segment to the revealing of the branch of the Lord. The Messiah is coming. And the filth of God's people will be wiped away and cleansed, and God will be present with his people forever. Even in dire straits, God's people have hope because of Messiah has come. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them. Let us hear now the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 3, verses 1 through 15. For behold, the Lord God of hosts is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and supply, all support of bread and all support of water, the mighty man and the soldier, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor and the skillful magician and the expert in charms. And I will make boys their princes, and infants shall rule over them. And the people will oppress one another, every one his fellow and every one his neighbor. The youth will be insolent to the elder, and the despised to the honorable. For a man will take hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, "You have a cloak, you shall be our leader, and this heap of ruins shall be under your rule." In that day he will speak out, saying, "I will not be a healer. In my house there is neither bread nor cloak. You shall not make me leader of the people. For Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen, because their speech and their deeds are against the Lord, defying his glorious presence. For the look on their faces bears witness against them. They proclaim their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for what his hands have dealt out shall be done to him. My people, infants are their oppressors, women rule over them. O my people, your guides mislead you, and they have swallowed up the course of your paths. The Lord has taken his place to contend. He stands to judge peoples. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders and princes of his people. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people, by grinding the face of the poor? Declares the Lord God of hosts. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever.